Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last week, we talked to Michigan State Board of Trustees member Brian Masalem the day after Mark D'Antonio retired. And Brian is kind enough to join us once again this morning to talk about the aftermath of the Luke Fickell news from yesterday and where the search stands now. Brian, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. On behalf of my former teammates, they want to thank you for blowing up my mentions yesterday on Twitter.
Well, listen, I bet when you got into this business, you never thought that you following somebody on Twitter would constitute front page news. I mean, on Sunday afternoon, all of a sudden, Twitter was all ablaze with Brian Masalem is now following Luke Fickell.
You know, rookie move. I mean, I was tracking all the rumors on Twitter myself, and I was trying to follow him to see if there was anything that changed, because just like everybody else, I was in the dark.
Have you unfollowed him?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay.
So, Brian, from your perspective, did you guys or Beekman or whoever, did Michigan State just screw this up?
Got right to the chase.
Yeah.
Well, let me say this. By 9 p.m. last night, I personally had more information, finally, than the media did. And let me be as diplomatic as possible here for Spartans everywhere. At the end of the day, we can't force somebody to come here. You know, Spartan Nation should want somebody that wants to be here. We don't want a waffling flake who views this as a destination job. So, no, I don't feel so, but we move on.
Are you calling Luke Fickell a waffling flake?
I'm just saying, in general, this is the way. You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think it's important that some of that stuff clears up. At the end of the day, you know, we can't make somebody come here, so we want somebody that wants to be here, that understands Michigan State, that will do everything they can to get here. It's very, very important for a job like this.
Did Fickell, I mean, again, you say you have more information than the media has, and there were reports on Sunday night from some Lansing journalists that the deal was done. Did Fickell lead Bill Beekman to believe that it was done? I mean, obviously a contract was not signed. He was not on the plane, but did maybe he go back on a commitment that he made on Sunday evening?
No, I think we got to move on from here, guys. We're on to the next phase. It's time to move on.
Okay.
So,
Boris Johnson was trying to clear up the last phase because everybody assumed that it was a done deal. And it was reported by Jim Camperoni and Fred Heumann and East Lansing that it was a done deal. So was it a done deal in your mind?
Like I said, guys, I mean, it's time, you know, that's in the past. We need to move forward in the process.
Well, you said there was some misinformation. So
clear up
the information. The Spartan fans want to know what happened. Did Fickell, was he a waffling flake, as you use that term, not to describe him per se, and change his mind? Or was there something there? We find out yesterday, according to the Free Press, that his wife, whoever, they weren't crazy about the culture at Michigan State. This is important stuff.
So I think that the compliance question has come up with many candidates, and understanding where we are with that and the fallout of the Nassar scandal. And that's why Jen Smith was there accompanying to answer those questions and to alleviate concerns regarding that. I think there's been a lot of misinformation about the Board of Trustees and what they knew and who meddled and who did what. And I think it's important for everybody to realize that, you know, I personally, we're not involved in this process. The process is, as I stated last Wednesday, that it is the committee to come to the board to make a recommendation and the board to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. That's where a lot of the misinformation was. Everybody else can draw their own conclusions, but, I mean, we need to move forward collectively together.
Okay, we're talking to Brian Masalem, member of the Michigan State Board of Trustees, former player at Michigan State. You said last week to us that you had great confidence in Bill Beekman, your experience with him on the Board of Trustees. And we also talked about the optics of certain situations at Michigan State. And you spoke very strongly in favor of Beekman, but you also spoke very strongly that, optics aren't looking the best in certain circumstances. The optics here is that Mr. Beekman is in a process that's in over his head a little bit. Is that fair?
No, I don't think that's fair. I think there are very capable people that are helping him. I think they have some, you know, they're consulting, and there are many great Spartans, many people that understand this process, experts, consultants involved. I don't think so. I think a lot of this stuff's overblown. I mean, everything, you know, moves in six-hour news cycles. I think that, you know, when we looked at everything that's been done so far, how it's transpired, how it's laid out, the information that was given to us, you know, I can see where this is, where and how it headed. I think the optics, though, we're not out there controlling the narrative. We're not out there telling the story and trying to inform people. And so social media is ablaze, you know, and everybody is just drawing up conclusions on how this thing transpired. So, again, optically, you know, I think is a concern with how this process has unfolded. But, guys, there's a lot of rumors and a lot of misinformation out there that we just can't address every minute. I mean, it just cannot be addressed. So, you know, I think, again, everybody needs to take a collective breath, let the process play out, and let the committee come back to the board with a recommendation.
Let me ask you this. You talk about optically. So this is fact. I think you can say it's fact. Luke Fickell is staying at Cincinnati. Narduzzi staying at Pitt. Sala's staying with the San Francisco 49ers, and Mel Tucker's staying at Colorado. Now, they were talked to about the job. I don't know if they were actually offered that job. But optically, it looks down right now that whoever you pick is going to be choice number five.
We're going to go through this process, and once we get to a coach, I'm sure more of the situation will be explained, and everybody hopefully will see it clearer.
We're talking to Brian Masala, member of Michigan State's Board of Trustees. Do you have an opinion on giving a one-year interim job to a coach? In this case, obviously, it would be Mike Tressel. Or do you believe that Michigan State needs to hire a full-time head coach now?
You know, I don't have an opinion. My job is to evaluate the AD's recommendation and collectively as a board, approve or disapprove. And based on the person that he recommended, to evaluate the AD. I mean, that's our role in this. Mm-hmm. That's it. There is no other role as it states. Our opinions are irrelevant. Our opinions don't matter. As far as I can see, I personally have not given my opinion. I've stayed out of the process. You know, and this is where this misconception about the board's involvement, and, you know, I personally can say a lot of that is just not true.
Now, some other former players are pushing support behind players like guys like Harlan Barnett. I saw Drew Stanton quoted saying that McElwain was great for him when he was a short-time assistant at Michigan State. What do you know about those two guys, and would they float your boat in any way?
I do know that Kirk Cousins, and there's a group of former players that have been consulted. So I do know some of that. So, again, everybody's got their opinion. There's a lot of great coaches out there. There are a lot of great folks attached to Michigan State University, have ties to MSU. And, again, you know, I don't opine on those things. I mean, my job is to evaluate the AD's recommendation, to give a thumbs up or thumbs down, and then the AD gets evaluated based on the performance of that coach. That's really all our role is.
Would it be fair to say that Mark D'Antonio screwed this football program?
You know, we've moved on from that. I'm not going to get into past and who did what and did that. I think, you know, the timing was unique, and I think we're here now, and this is where we're at right now, and I think collectively we really need to move forward and understand and be patient, and let's see how this process plays out and wait for a recommendation to come forward.
Again, this might be misinformation. I apologize if it is, but the perception was the day after Coach D'Antonio retired is that Luke Fickell was the leading candidate. So some of the names of guys that Stoney mentioned who either took themselves out of consideration or said they weren't interested, I wondered if that was because they knew they weren't the number one candidate. Are there any candidates who have walked away from the job or turned the job down who now might reemerge as candidates that Fickell has taken himself out of consideration?
We're going to let the AD and the committee go through that process and chart down that path of putting a candidate forward to us. I'm sorry, guys. I hate to keep saying the same thing over and over. But, again, these are all, you know, we can speculate and go back and forth and Monday morning quarterback it. And, you know, my job is to evaluate who the committee brings forward, and we're going to go from there. We're going to go from there. It's really that simple.
Okay. All right. Well, Brian, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on last week. Thanks for coming on this morning. And best of luck in the process.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you. You guys have a good morning.
You too. Brian Masalim here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.